He is Steve Starkey, former star lineman for the Hononegah Indians, went on to have great success with the Wisconsin Badgers. Helped take him to a Rose Bowl back in the early 90s. And also with us this morning is Andy Buffalo of Buffalo Contracting. And we'll explain why these two are together here. It's coming up a camp that they've got coming up, the Trench Training Play Big Coaching Clinic coming up this weekend at and up in Rockton, up in Hononegah. And so, first of all, welcome, guys. Thanks for coming. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Tell me a little bit about the camp now. What exactly it is? Kind of describe what it is and who it's for and all those details.
Well, Trench Training is a program that myself and my partner Glenn Derby created. It's our mission is to keep big kids in the game. So it's an O&D line camp, and we work on it's a 3-hour non-contact camp based on fundamentals. We work on stance, where to start, how to use your hands properly.
Right.
We do a lot of core work and stuff like that. And it's a great fundamental camp. We're doing actually five locations, four in Wisconsin and the one here in Rockton. It should be a great time for the kids.
It's interesting how, especially with linemen, offensive and defensive linemen, it almost seems that the only way you can really perfect or at least improve your skills, you almost have to have contact. So there is a way to train without the contact, without putting on the pads and popping each other.
Oh, yeah, there is. I mean, we always say that, to play in the line, especially offensive line, is not a natural position. It's not a natural thing to do. It's natural to throw something. It's natural to kick something. But to get in a stance and come out of that stance and move people is not a natural thing. And so it takes footwork. It takes body position. It takes hand placement. All those things are really important to becoming a good lineman. And there's very little out there for young kids to learn these positions. So, and really it benefits any position, because you really need, when you're in fifth through eighth grade, you need to learn how to get in a stance. You need to learn how to get out of that stance. You need to learn how to use your hands and your body and do it all properly. And it's going to make you a better athlete no matter what position you play.
One of my little brothers was a right tackle, and I think he's the only lineman I ever met who liked pass blocking more than run blocking. But how hard is it to do the two of the different ones? Because is run blocking, you think of being so aggressive, and then pass blocking, maybe more finesse. How hard is it to get kids to get to do the two different things, and how different are they, the skills?
Well, obviously, especially our younger kids, they want to run into things. They want to hit things. So we use pads and medicine balls and different things, and we teach the proper way to punch with your hands. For run blocking to pass blocking, I think the big thing is understanding how to position your body, because if you the best linemen are and football is controlled violence, right? I mean, we know what that is, and we have to be able to make contact. And so being aggressive while pass blocking is still possible. It's just you have to do it controlled. You have to learn your pass sets, and you have to learn how to punch and be aggressive whether you're in a pass or run situation.
Did Wisconsin ever throw a pass when you played for them?
Oh, we threw a couple. We were definitely a running team, but Darryl Bevel was a great quarterback for us, and we certainly mixed it up well enough that we had some good skill positions out there. So,
and you mentioned this is a lineman's camp, but you mentioned too this it's open to anybody. I mean, will there be techniques for, because running backs have to block, receivers have to block, of course, tight ends have to block. So, I mean, is there value to those players, those positions?
There is, and I think, when you're talking about kids that are in fifth through eighth grade, your kids that are wide receivers now may grow a foot and end up being a lineman, or having their hand down at some point. And like you said, there are other positions at tight end and fullback and wide receivers. Basically, any position, you need to learn how to block. And on the defensive side, defensive linemen, linebackers, outside linebackers, even defensive backs need to learn how to shed blocks and how to attack offensive players. And we work on all of that, regardless of what position you are. So it's really open to anybody that's in fifth through eighth grade, and they'll have fun.
I can relate to that, too. My sophomore year, I was a wide receiver, and then I got bigger, so maybe a tight end. And I kept dropping balls. I was an offensive tackle by the time I was a senior. So, I mean, you're right. Your body changes or your skills change. So,
yeah.
How much of this technique has changed since you played?
I think you know, fundamentals haven't changed much. You know, I mean, it's still about having a base and positioning your body well and being able to punch. I think the way we teach it has changed a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And trying to, you know, with safety concerns in football, in teaching, trying to keep the head out more. You know, it's not an easy thing to do when you play lot, you know, in the trenches. And but it is something that we really work at, you know, trying to keep their head up and out and using our hands more when they play.
I was wondering if Andy could talk about trying to open up this camp to everybody. In the way that you're stepping up, and how many people you're hoping to attract?
Well, Steve could speak a little bit more on how many to attract. I mean, I got involved into this with Steve. Steve and I'm an ex Hananiga Indian, or once an Indian, always an Indian. But you know, I got involved a little bit. We had pretty low turnout at first for a multitude of reasons, timing, and so on and so forth, and. And Steve and I started chatting and thought, you know what, how can we get this to happen? We got involved, and I'm fortunate enough to be able to do that. And I said, look, you know, let's get more of these kids out here. Let's fill the field up and let them know what they see. These guys are absolutely amazing. What they teach. I also coach a youth football team, and. We have kids that go to these guys to multiple camps, and they love it, and what they get out of it is amazing. It starts on the offense and defensive line. That's how you get wins and losses, in my opinion.
So you're making it so people can go to this camp for free. If you weren't funding it, what would it have cost each kid to go, like, at your other camps? What does it cost?
It's $60. It's a $60 camp. You know, we have our staff, which are all ex-college NFL players. And then we also have at each of our five locations this year, we've got two current Badger players that work as camp counselors that come down and work with the kids, and the kids get a T-shirt with camp as well. So it's a pretty good value at $60, we think. You know, we were fortunate enough to have Andy sponsor this camp, and you know, the kids in the area here can come up to Hananiga for free.
Well, I want to emphasize, too, that the financial effort from Andy. I mean, Buffalo Contract's been supporting us here at Sports Fan. He's been advertising to our high school a broadcast of games and stuff like that. And to step up like this to help young kids, and that's, well, you know, Andy, when you and I talked on the phone to set up this interview, we were talking about your involvement with youth sports, youth football, and all that stuff, but what it meant to you personally. And you turn around, as you use the phrase, I'll steal your phrase, pay it forward. But talk a little bit about what you told me on the phone.
Well, it's not just football either. That's my passion. I coach basketball, have coached baseball, basketball my whole life. But I truly believe, Randy, that I wouldn't be where I'm at today without athletics.
Mm-hmm.
It was huge. I run my business and built my team at Buffalo Contracting, just like I build a football team. It takes a team to win, and that's what we've always done. And I truly believe that without athletics, I would not be where I'm at today.
I thought that was when you told me on the phone. It was just a great testimonial to what sports could do. And we always talk about sports and what they do to, you know, promote young lives and teach them life lessons and all that. And some people, especially those that don't play sports, kind of poo-poo that and say, oh, yeah, that's talk. Everybody says that. But it's true. I mean, you learn whether it be if you're a team sport, you learn a teamwork, relying on other people, doing your job so you don't let somebody else down, all these kind of things from a team aspect. And even if it's an individual sport, it's the hard work you have to put in, the dedication, the time. You can't just show up at a job just like you can't show up at your first practice. Okay, I'm pretty good running back. I'm the starter. No, you got to earn this stuff. And that's the values that you learn from these kind of things.
Starts in the trenches.
Yeah, exactly.
Trench training.
Exactly.
It really does.
Well, I think the teamwork one is maybe one of the most important ones. And the idea that, you know, I don't feel like doing it. And you let people down. And sometimes in the work world, you don't see that, or the regular world. But in sports, it's somewhat true that so often you're only as strong as your weakest link. And if you let someone down, man, you feel it and you learn that lesson.
No doubt about it. And these camps that these guys are putting on, you know, when we practice, we have a couple hours a day. when you can put in that extra time at a camp and learn a little bit extra more and put in that just a little bit more effort, that's what makes success.
And the thing too is this camp's open to everybody, but I'm sure it's gonna be very heavy. And as you mentioned, your own kids that you play for you from the Rockton Roscoe area. To work with Steve, who is a success story from their own community, and say, look what you could become, and here's an example of that. That's got to be huge as well.
No question about it. No question about it. And to see these guys, I mean, Steve's a massive dude. You know, for these little guys to come out there and look at these big guys and be able to look up and hear their stories,
it's just,
like I said, Steve's a couple years older than I am, and I still remember when he came back after the Rose Bowl and saw his Rose Bowl tattoo, and he's in our... in our weight room?
Yeah.
What a inspiration.
No kidding.
No doubt about it.
So talk a little bit. It's a three-hour camp again. Now with Annie's sponsorship, can people sign up all the way up till at what point can they sign up?
Through the rest of this week.
Okay.
So we're probably going to close registration on Saturday.
Okay.
And just so we have an idea of the number of coaches that we need for camp. But yeah, they can go to trenchtraining.com/camps. And find information there. It's our base camp. That's what we call it. Uh-huh. And you can sign up. There's no registration fee on the Rockton camp.
I wanted to correct you, Randy. You said the camp was this weekend. It's the 11th.
Through the 11th. Yes.
Yep.
It's from 4 to 7 at Honey Community High School for 5th through 8th graders. And that's based on your school year entering the 2019-2020 school year. One thing I noticed too, Steve, you couldn't help but flash in the ring. You go that all the time?
No, I don't.
Oh, you should.
just an occasional
thing.
I tell you what,
when we get a break, I'm going to get a picture of that, and we'll put that on our website. I want to get a picture of all of us together anyway, but I want to get a picture of that for the website, too, and show the Rose Bowl ring. Kind of take us back quick about the atmosphere, what Madison was like. I mean, again, I'm substantially older than you guys, so I remember the badge for a long time. I grew up in just south of Madison in New Glarus. I've known all about how bad Badger football, they fill the place up only because they want to stay after for the fifth quarter to get drunk and jump around.
But the Badgers were so bad back then that I grew up near Fargo, that they hired Don Morton, the North Dakota State football coach, and they made, look what NDSU has done in football for years and years and years and won a zillion national titles. But even under an NDSU coach, they went like 3-30 and fired him.
Well, they brought Don Morton in to run the different offense. I never run before. They didn't have the right players for it.
The Veer.
I think it might have been. Yeah, yeah. Either way. But anyways, get back to those days and what it was like during the course of that season. Because, I mean, you guys became, first of all, talk of Madison, then the talk of Wisconsin. And then it became the talk of the country in terms of where these guys come from.
Yeah, I mean, it was certainly a special thing. Being a player there and going from, it was something because I had offers to play at other schools that were actually just won the Rose Bowl. Mm-hmm. But there was something about Barry Alvarez and their staff that made you believe that they were going to win. And, they did everything the right way. You know, they preached team and family and doing everything the right way all the time. And I think, it only took a couple of years to get there, and that's what we saw in the Rose Bowl year. It was just a group of guys that came together, good chemistry, hard-nosed football, and both offensively and defensively, and especially up front.
Just too bad you had to play in front of such apathetic fans. I mean, what a great, great, great sports town is Madison. Holy cow.
It is, and it was really amazing to be there at that time and to see, you know, when we went out to the Rose Bowl, to see a sea of red, you know. Yeah. I think I was the first guy out of the locker room because I was the long snapper that year as well, and we always went out first with the kickers, and to go out there and see this stadium, which was their home stadium, completely filled with red.
Sure.
You know, I think it was probably 3/4 Badger fans, and then to have thousands of Badger fans outside the stadium. We didn't know that at the time, but it was just a crazy, crazy experience.
I mentioned to you before you came on that my sister-in-law and her husband were, that was the year that, I don't know if that's the start of it, but they were victims of the scam. So they flew out to Pasadena for the Rose Bowl, so excited, found out that their tickets they couldn't get in. So they were among the thousands that were outside watching it in the parking lot. So there was a lot of red out there as well.
Yeah.
Hey, getting back to the camp, or at least to the relation to the camp, what kind of camps did you have? What kind of teaching did you have when you were a kid? Because there weren't a lot. I mean, camps are prevalent now. Everybody's, there's a lot of them. You get a lot of opportunities at a young age to learn skills that, you know, Lord knows when I played, you certainly didn't. But I was wondering, when you were young, did you have camps, or how did you learn to become such a good offensive lineman?
Well, I think Hanania did youth camps every summer, which were fun. I mean, they were, you know, everybody went to them. So that was always a great experience. I didn't really get into any, you know, line specific camps until we got to high school.
Right.
And I think that's, you know, considering that half of each side of the ball is a lineman,
right?
You'd think there'd be more emphasis on it, you know, especially in the camp world. And we haven't seen that. So I think it's been a good experience for us to create this, so to give big kids a chance to work on their game more.
I couldn't agree more. A lot of coaches at the youth level especially put so much emphasis on the quote-unquote skilled players. And it's kind of funny, Steve and I laugh about it when we say, even myself, I'll say skilled players at times. And he's like, my linemen are skilled players.
That's offensive to an offensive lineman. Well,
and it doesn't, as a coach, I completely understand that. It starts with the offensive and defensive linemen. There is no question about it. And so I think that's what these guys are doing and what they're teaching these young boys that historically haven't learned this until high school. You don't learn technique for a multitude of reasons, but now there's camps that offer this for the young kids. Mm-hmm. Boy, now by the time that, I mean, there's kids that are 12, 13 years old that know more than I knew about football when I was in high school.
Already.
So yeah. I think that's amazing. And I think the game is changing for the better when it comes to that.
And when we talked, setting this up again, you and I talked, because I coached for 8 years in junior tackle football as well. And you don't, and I can't speak for you, but I know there's so many skills that I don't know how to teach. And so to have camps like this, you know, I may have maybe certain talents in how to run a route or how to catch a ball or even how to throw it. I don't, but I mean, hypothetically. But, you know, and as a matter of fact, because when I was a lineman, but I was taught to block with forearms, not with hands. I mean, that's the old days. I mean, so to have camps like this, I was going to benefit your kids a lot and benefit you as a coach, too.
Well, absolutely. And, I there's a lot of clinics and classes that coaches should go to. Yeah. And I couldn't stress that enough that, you know, if there's youth coaches out there listening, go to these clinics, these Glazer clinics that are teaching coaches how to coach, because there's a lot of kids that are getting taught the wrong way also.
Right.
So, you know, you're always learning. If you're not learning, you know.
Yeah.
And one thing I want to mention, too, is, you know, we welcome coaches to come out to camp, you know, to watch, to be out there, to see how we're coaching the kids in our camps. And, in fact, we're doing this was set up before, but we're actually doing a free coaches clinic right after camp at Phibbs in downtown Rockton.
Okay.
And that's open to any youth coaches that would like to come. And we'll probably do about an hour and a half clinic on most of the material we cover in camp.
They got to watch up at the tables and chairs when you're teaching the blocking technique in Phibbs, right?
Yeah, we'll have them eliminate
I've been
all
in there. Not a lot of room to running patterns and stuff. Blocking schemes. Well, it's a great camp. Again, it is the Trench Training Play Big Coaching Clinic and Camp. It's June 11th from 4 o'clock to 7 o'clock at Hanania High School. This is for grades 5th through 8th, and it's predominantly, as we said, a lineman's camp, but it's not restricted to just offensive and defensive linemen. As Steve said earlier, I mean, kids' bodies change, and learning all the skills and techniques. Maybe you might be a big kid now, you're going to stretch, and all of a sudden you'll be tall and skinny. You may be a receiver or a DB or something like that later on. But I think, and you're right, every kid should learn all the skills involved in the game they're going to play. You never know what's going to happen, how your body's going to change. You may see, whether it's your body or not, you may be asked, especially at youth level, a skinny kid. So my youngest son was very skinny. He had to play a nose guard one season because just out of necessity. So, I mean, you never know where you're going to play. So, you know, it's important to come to this. So, Jordan, do we have to wrap up or do we have to, okay, are we going to close the show? All right, Jordan, so we have to close. Well, thank you guys very much for coming. We do appreciate it. Again, the camp is June 11th. More information, again, was the website was?
Trenchtraining.com.
Okay, trenchtraining.com. Free coaching clinic, thanks to Andy Bufala and Bufala Contracting for basically sponsoring the whole thing, which is a great donation towards the benefit of young kids getting a chance to go to a camp that maybe some either couldn't afford or whatever it may be, but get a chance to go to something very valuable. So thank you, Andy, for doing it. And again, thank you for all you've done for us as a sports fan, not counting this camp as well.
You bet.
And Steve, thank you for taking the long road trip down here to be in studio. We appreciate it. And best of luck on this camp this next week. I would look forward to it.
Thanks, guys. You.